That's easy. Can't we sing that together? The wonder of it all. Just to think, God loves me. Praise God.
Oh, the wonder of it all.
Love. Think about his goodness, his goodness. Think about his grace that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of my Father's love. Great is the measure of my Father's love. His love sought me out and found me. He satisfies my desires. Great is the measure of my Father's love.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. It's a good thing to think about his love. It'll fill you with wonder after a while. The wonder of it all. Just to think that God loves me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I don't understand your love. I can't comprehend it, but Lord, I thank you for it. I receive it into my heart, into my life. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your great love for us tonight, Lord. Lord, no greater love hath a man that he would than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. You laid down your life while we were your enemies. Oh, Jesus. We pray that you will cause everyone on these grounds to come into a greater understanding and appreciation of the love of God. Lord, we thank you for these young ladies that have come up today. We thank you for the children, the boys and girls in the cottage. And Lord, we pray that in these days that you will reveal your love to them, that you will make them to know that they're precious in your sight, that no matter what their background or what their life is like, you paid the same price for every one of them. You shed your own precious blood. We pray that you'll give them a sight of Calvary, Lord. We pray there'll be a melting and a drawing and a coming to you, Jesus, in these days. Bless the meetings down in the village tonight, their gatherings. We pray that you will manifest yourself in a wonderful way, Lord. Fill that meeting with your presence. Lord, we pray that you will bless and anoint those that minister tonight. We pray that Jesus will speak and that the children will hear. Hear Jesus speaking to them right into their need, right into their hearts. We pray that you do it for the little ones as well and bless those that minister to them. And Lord, we pray that you'll fill each of the counselors with divine love for these children. Lord, and then as they have faith, you said it's a faith that works by love. And so as they love them and believe God for them, we pray that you'll do wonders in each and every one of their lives. Lord, if there are any little ones that are homesick, we pray that you'll cause that to pass quickly. And so that they can enjoy their time and they can receive all that God has for them. Some of them come from maybe sad homes. We pray these will be days of great joy for them, of healing in their hearts. Oh, Jesus, we just thank you that we can commit these children, little ones, older ones to you. You brought them here, Lord. They're not here by coincidence or by chance. They're here because you have ordained it, and you have a work to do in every one of them, Lord. Help us to have faith in these days that everything that you desire to accomplish in each of these lives will be fully accomplished before they go home. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Our Pastor John, our Brother John Byman, was telling us about how the Lord woke him up at 3 a.m. to pray for his father some years ago. And his father was away, and he was driving in a car with some other business associates, if I remember correctly. And John just got an urge to pray for him, a prompting by the Holy Spirit. And so he called upon God. He didn't know why he was praying or what the need was. But then he got a call from his father, I guess the next day. And he said, I was driving in the car and I got an urge to get out of the car. And it didn't make sense to anybody in the car. And they said, well, if we leave you here, if you get out, we're going to leave you here. And he got out anyway. And after he stepped out of the car, they drove through the intersection and had a terrible accident. And everyone in that car died, except his father, who stepped out of the car in answer to prayer. And when John told him about that, his father was not a believer. And he said, oh, that's just a coincidence. Wow. Interesting. A lady one time was giving a testimony of answers to prayer, and somebody said to her, well, that's just a coincidence. And so then she got up and said, well, I want to thank the Lord that every time I pray, God sends a coincidence. Just like I need. Yeah. You know, there's a story in the Bible about Jesus turning the water into wine. And it says that the governor of the feast who tasted the water turned to wine didn't know where it came from. But the Bible says the servants knew. That's the way it is with us. It's just a coincidence. People don't know where that came from. But we, the servants of the Lord, we know. Every good and perfect gift comes from our Father of lights, answers to prayer, expressions of God's love, and loving interest in our lives. And so we don't believe in coincidence. We believe in answer to prayer. We believe that God is actively involved in our lives and that he shows his love and his mercy in so many different ways. And so if they don't know where it is, then the servants need to tell them where it came from and to give God the glory. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the many coincidences that I've had in my life. You too. Oh, praise God. Well, it's nice to have Brother Robert with us tonight. He's up and then he's down and then he's up and then he's down. Like so many of you. I'm so impressed when I talk to people. Well, I'm here for today, I'm going home tomorrow, and then Wednesday I'm coming up again. And some of you spend your whole summer practically at camp. I was talking to Lily. I was talking about some friends of ours, and I said, you know, they spend so much time at camp. I said, they could really go anywhere in the world they want to go for vacation, I would imagine. But they can't find a better place to come here and wait upon God. Does a whole lot better for you than going to Dubai or somewhere like that. Yeah. Unless the Lord sends you there. Praise God. And so we hear, not because we love camp, but because we love Jesus and how he meets us here at camp. And you know, you'll find out that if you go home and you do some of the same things that we do here at camp, you'll be able to continue walking in much of the blessing that God does. I was at a retreat one time as a young person, and God met me in such a wonderful way. It had nothing to do with Pilgrim Camp, or it was an Assembly of God church I was attending. And I came home, and I wondered, how come God doesn't meet me at home? Why did he meet me in such a special way at that retreat? Then I began to think about it. Well, when we woke up in the morning, we were encouraged to have devotion, spend some time with Jesus each morning. And then we came to the breakfast table and we sang a song about the Lord. And we prayed. And then I talked about Jesus and with brothers and sisters throughout the day. And then we'd have meetings where we'd open the Word of God and be ministered to. And at night we'd pray again and commit ourselves to the Lord. And I said, well, I can't be at a retreat all year, but I can do those things at home. I can wake up in the morning and give time to God. I can take time around the table to maybe sing a song, maybe during the day when I'm working or driving my car. I can worship him, sing to him. I can get together with other Christians and talk about the things of God. I can open the Bible anytime, meditate in the scriptures. I can end my day with God. Commit myself to the Lord before I go to sleep. Trust that he works in me throughout the night, even while I'm resting. And so I began to learn to apply some of those things. And it wasn't always exactly like it was at the retreat, but the blessing of God increased in my life. I became more aware of his presence in my life. And Jesus, his love became more wonderful to me. And so as we spend this time at camp, we get so blessed because our days and nights are filled with Jesus. And we ought to pray, Lord, show me when I get back home how to fill my days and nights with more of you. He'll show you. He knows your circumstances, and you know, maybe you live in a home where there aren't other believers. I remember as a young person, I used to sneak into the bathroom and lock the door so I could just be alone and pray. And I knew nobody would bother me there. And you'll find a place. You'll find a time. And the Lord will see your desire. And God will meet you in a very special way. He wants us to learn to live this way all the time. Not just go from retreat to retreat. You know, some people say, I can't wait to get back to Pilgrim Camp so I can get a blessing again. Well, thank God that we find blessing here. And many have returned to the Lord by coming back to camp and seeking him here. But wouldn't it be even better if we learned how to walk with him and live that way all the time? Well, I know some of us know about that, and all of us are learning more about it. And so let's ask the Lord to help us. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing
a song that Brother Robert was playing, Open My Eyes. That's number 115 in your hymn book, your hardcovered book. Now, some of these songs are prayers, and this is a prayer. You're not singing it to me, you're singing it to Jesus. And he's listening. And if you mean it, he knows that, and he will respond. To the Lord.
Yes.
When we pray, Lord, open my heart, well, the Lord says, well, then praise me. I inhabit the praises of my people. I'm enthroned upon the praises of my people.
Thanks.
Oh, when you praise me, you forget about yourself and your problems, and you get your eyes on Jesus, and when you turn to the light, the heart begins to open. Praise God. Yes. Sometimes it helps to lift your hands. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I worship you, Lord.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. God has so much that he wants to pour into us, but he has to wait for us to open up. And so let's not make him wait. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him, worship him, adore him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
326. Has to be in the hardcover, but 326.
God, when you love something, you want more of it. It's not because you're not satisfied, it's because you are, and you want to enjoy more. Praise God. And that's how it is with Jesus. He's so satisfying, and yet we always want more. Praise God. Amen. And he always has more for us. And I expect that for the rest of my life, I'll be seeking Jesus, and he'll be revealing himself to me more and more. I may have told the story before, I'm sure I have, but my friend Michael Corrigan, some of you know him, he ministers in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He and his mother got saved through the ministry of a lady that attended the Canarsie Church, where Brother John and I minister. Her name was Virginia DeLorto. And Mike Corrigan, his father owned a casket company. It's not morbid, I mean, they just made caskets. I used to tell him, everything your family made, they buried, so it's not too impressive. But anyway, one day, she worked for, Virginia DeLorto got a job working for that company. She felt the Lord led her there. And one day, the Lord told her to minister to the boss's wife. to witness to her. Now, Mike's mother was a very staunch Catholic, and Virginia was a little bit apprehensive about doing that, but she obeyed the Lord, and she didn't know it, but the Lord knew that Tilly Corrigan was ready to get saved. And she opened her heart, and she received the message of the gospel, and received Christ into her life. And Mike saw such a change in his mother that he wanted to experience that as well. And so Sister Virginia helped him to also give himself to the Lord. And Jesus came into their lives. They didn't have religion anymore. Now they had Christ. And it made all the difference. And then Sister Virginia began to disciple them. Now you got to get to the house of God. And she pointed them to a church that they could attend, and maybe she went along with them from time to time. And then she said, you got to pray every day. You have to spend time praying every day. Well, Michael didn't know how to pray except the rosary and, you know, the prayers that they were taught in the Catholic Church and the Hail Marys and so on. He said, how do I pray? What do I say? She said, I'll write it down for you. She wrote down five words. I think, Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Jesus, reveal yourself to me. She said, you pray that every day. And he said he began to pray that. Jesus, make yourself real to me. Reveal yourself to me. I want to know you. And the more he prayed, the hungrier he got for Jesus. And he said, I lost that paper. I wish I would have saved it. He said, there are two papers I heard him say on Sunday. I was listening to his live stream. Two papers I wish I saved. He said, once I met Muhammad Ali, and I mentioned to some about his upcoming fight. He said, I'm going to knock him out for you in the first round. And then he gave Mike his autograph. Well, Mike said his mother washed his pants and the note disappeared. So he lost that autograph. But even more precious to him than that was those simple instructions. Five words. Jesus, reveal yourself to me. You know, if you prayed that every day, God would change your life. He would. Doesn't have to be exactly in those words, because once you start praying that way, God will begin to lead you in prayer. What to pray and how to come into a greater love for and revelation of Jesus. More about Jesus. And Mike said, I've been praying that prayer for over 60 years now, I'm sure. I'm still praying that prayer. And God is still answering. It's not that we're praying and he's not answering, so we have to keep hounding him. But we pray and he answers, and now we are more hungry for even more of him. We taste and see that the Lord is good, and we want more of Jesus in our life. And so I'd like to pass it on to you. I'm sure I have. You've heard some of you have heard this before, but take that up. Whatever you pray about, I know there are other needs we need to pray about, and there are concerns and praying for others. But always start out, Jesus, reveal yourself to me, and you'll be surprised. You know, you can be a Christian, and then all of a sudden, God begins to speak to you and deal with you and do something new in your life, and it seems like your Christian life becomes new. And you find out what being a Christian really is all about in a way that you hadn't known before. I've seen that. I've seen people come alive in new ways, serving God for many years, and then suddenly a change came. Now they have a new love for Jesus and a new desire for him. And I say, where did that come from? Well, we know where it came from. The servants know where it comes from. Praise God. And so, Lord, won't you put that cry in each of our hearts tonight? Yeah. Strengthen it if it's there. Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Let there be nothing more important in our life, in this world, than to know Jesus, and to know him in his fullness. Don't let us be satisfied with partial knowledge, or just a little bit. But Lord, help us to keep pressing on, to know you, and to know you with all our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I was very happy to, I'm happy when any guest comes up to camp, and I don't always remember people's names, but I don't forget your faces. Like in school, I meet probably about 1,000 kids a day, and they all want me to, they're all surprised when I don't know their name. You don't know my name? I said, no, first of all, it's a name that I never heard of in my whole life before. You're the only Mafuza or whatever that I've ever met before. But I'll do my best. And but I'm very happy to see the guests when they come. I don't always know who's going to be there. I don't ask ahead of time who's on the guest list, because I'm always expecting that no one's going to show up. So I don't want to be disappointed ahead of time. But I saw Brother Dimitro, and I had to ask him his name again, and Sister Irene. And then I saw Bella. Now, how many years has it been since I've seen you? It had to be over 30 years. 38 years. She used to be in our youth group in Ridgewood Church. I used to pick her up in the van, she and her cousin. We went on many outings together. We had a really great youth group back then, and God did so much for us. But, you know, as life goes on, some lose their way a bit. Circumstances change in their life. But I was talking to, I used to call her Betsy, yeah. Bessie, but now we're calling her Bella. Yeah. And we were talking outside my room just reminiscing a little bit about how the Lord met us as when they were young, the fun we had together. And she said, and she'll share some of this with you somewhere along the way, I'm sure. But she said she lost her way for a time, for a number of years. But she said she could never get away from God's word in her heart. And we talked this morning about the seed of God's word being planted in our hearts. And that when we work among young people, when we work among children, we're planting seeds. And we don't see the seed grow right away. We don't see the fruit immediately. Sometimes it takes years for that seed to take root. But God watches over his word to perform it. And he did that for Bessie, Bella. And he brought her back to himself, and she's been loving and serving God for these years now. And she found her way back to Pilgrim Camp with her granddaughter, which I'm looking forward to meeting. But I just was so happy to see her after all these years. You know, there's so many people that have passed through, and you lose track of a lot of them. And you wonder sometimes, where are they, Lord? And are they still serving you? Are they still loving you? And you may lose track of them, but Jesus never does. He knows exactly where they are. And he's still calling them, still waiting for them to come home. And he knows exactly how to reach them. And that's what amazes me. God knows exactly how to speak to you and to deal with you in a way that will open your heart and bring you back to himself. Praise God. And so I think somewhere along the way, Bella's going to testify as the Lord prompts her. And I just wanted to express my joy in seeing her again. And seeing what God is doing in her life. Praise God. Amen. If you were at the table worship this morning, I handed out these booklets, and some of you were working at that time, so you couldn't be there. So I want to hand them out to you if you don't have one. Raise your hand if you need one, and then Dayron is going to hand them out for me, right? Are you Dayron? Dayshawn. Day something. All right. Day is better than night. Okay. Yeah, I got more, but you can start with those, okay? Now, I'm not going to teach from this. We're doing this in the mornings. We're doing these in the mornings. But I want you to look at the song on the back of the booklet. This is the Pilgrim Camp Heart Series. We give him our hearts so that he can give us his. And each day we're studying a different heart. Today we spoke about the believing heart. And we looked at the parable of the sower, where the living seed is planted into the good and honest heart. And you'll see, as you flip through the pages, you'll see the different hearts that we'll be looking at. And as I mentioned this morning, that every one of these hearts you find in Jesus. And that's what we desire. We want his heart. We want him to make us like himself along all these lines. And so we'll take time each day to study one of those hearts. The song on the back is, "What Shall I Give Thee, Master?" I don't have the music for our musicians. Maybe we can find it while I'm here. But I was trying to work out the chords in my room, and Brother Robert came in, and he helped me out. And so we know the chords. And so we'll try to play it. You can follow along if you can. And I trust you'll all sing it with me. Is this a new song to you? Who knows this song? I'm sure some of you do. Good. Okay, great. Now, my guitar keeps going out of tune. I'm sorry. I know I told you this before. But it's the humidity. Okay, here we go.
What shall I give thee, Master, thou who didst die for me? Shall I give less of what I possess, or shall I give all to thee? Jesus, my Lord and Savior, thou hast given all for me. Thou didst leave thy home of love to die on Calvary. What shall I give thee, Master? Thou hast given all.
Deserves nothing less than all that we can give him.
Praise God.